This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Morgan Blake used to be a sports writer years ago for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a paper that I read for 6 years, but he wrote this, great writer. I am more deadly, he says, than the screaming shell from a howitzer. I win without killing. I tear down homes. I break hearts. I wreck lives. I travel on the wings of the wind. No innocence is strong enough to intimidate me. No purity is pure enough to daunt me. I have no regard for the truth. I have no respect for justice, no mercy for the defenseless. My victims are as numerous as the sands of the sea and often as innocent. I never forget and seldom forgive, and my name is Gossip. My name is Gossip. I was wondering what the Bible says about the tongue in general, and I put together just a paragraph that actually is kind of tedious to listen to, but you need to hear it, and so do I, about what the Bible says about your tongue and my tongue. The Bible refers directly or indirectly to a wicked tongue, a deceitful tongue, a lying tongue, a perverse tongue, a filthy tongue, a corrupt tongue, a bitter tongue, an angry tongue, a crafty tongue, a flattering tongue, a slanderous tongue, a gossiping tongue, a backbiting tongue, a blaspheming tongue, a foolish tongue, a boasting tongue, a murmuring tongue, a complaining tongue, a cursing tongue, a contentious tongue, a sensual tongue, a vile tongue, a tale-bearing tongue, a whispering tongue, an exaggerating tongue. And it goes on from there. You say, what's your point? The point is it demonstrates how the Lord looks at the way we speak. And the scripture that was on the screen at the very end said, by your words, Jesus said, you will be condemned, or by your words, you will be acquitted. Whenever I hear somebody say words aren't important, somebody needs to tell Jesus that. Somebody needs to straighten him out. Somebody needs to correct Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he is wrong in his assumption that words have power, because they do, and we will be judged or condemned by our words. Did you know Jewish people in biblical times believed that every word had a life of its own? And every time you uttered a word, you created something? That's pretty dramatic. We don't look at our words like that. That every time you speak, you create something. It's almost a creative act, as God would do in creation. That may be over exaggeration, but there's some interesting observations in that. That we create power, and we create the capability to bless people, and we create the capability to discourage people. Would you consider your words something that discourages people or blesses people? It was said of Job in the Old Testament. One of the greatest comments about speech is this. It was said of Job in the Old Testament that his words kept men on their feet. Think about that for a minute. Words kept men on their feet. Do your words keep anybody on their feet? Think back. This is painful. This was painful in the first service for some people, and some people told me it was. But were you ever so devastated by something somebody said to you, maybe a parent, a brother or sister, a friend, a neighbor, that you were depressed about it for 2 or 3 days? Sure. Some of you for a lot longer. Did you ever have something said to you that it literally ruined your day? And a man told me that it impacted his work because of the comment, some critical comment that somebody said to him in a work situation that really bothered him for weeks. Because of a negative comment. Maybe it was true, maybe it wasn't, but though I know those words have power.
Well, tomorrow I want to tell you a story by Jack Hayford from Van Nuys, California that will powerfully speak to words.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.